It's here and now. If you'll be taking an upcoming trip that involves a hotel stay, make sure you take a close look at your bill. That's because hotels have become fee-happy. This year, U.S. hotels will take in a record $2.25 billion in revenue from these add-ons. That's 6% more than last year and almost double a decade ago. The numbers come from a study being published today by New York University's Hospitality School. Scott Meyerowitz is a business writer for the Associated Press who's looked at that study, and he joins us from NPR in New York. And Scott, would you tick off for us some of these fees hotels are now charging?
Well, we've got a resort fee, which is probably the oldest out there, and that's for use of towels, beach umbrellas, and some of those extra add-ons at resorts, but it's going a lot further from there. You've got charges to leave a bag at the front desk. You know, you've got a late flight, you leave it there, you come back a few hours later, that's $2. Some hotels are charging a daily fee to have an in-room safe, which they say covers their insurance cost.
Which, by the way, I think even if you don't use it, you get charged that fee.
Exactly. Some hotels, if you ask nicely, will let you out of it, but usually not. We're also seeing hotels that are charging you to receive a package, you know, FedEx something to your hotel. It's sitting there. And then there are other hotels that, you know, the mini bar has been the most expensive item in the room for years, but now they're adding extras to it. So that $5 can of Coke, this actually happened to me at a hotel recently. I looked down and there was an 18% administrative fee. It doesn't add much to that can of Coke, but if you have two or three during your stay, it's a lot higher than the menu price.
And what justifies an administrative fee for the minibar?
They say, you know, it takes a lot of staff to restock it. And traditionally, it's been built into the price. You know, you're paying $5 for a can of Coke when the vending machine down the hall has it for $1.50. But they're now adding on even more to bring in the staff and restock that bar for you.
So that raises an interesting point. You know, you mentioned that oftentimes these fees used to be built into prices and now they're just kind of separated out. So are these fees always going to show up on your hotel bill? And if you're diligent, will you find them in there? Or are they really buried in the fine print or maybe not there at all?
All the hotels disclose them, but you really, really have to look hard. The minibar ones, you know, you'll have big prices on everything, but then you have to look really closely at the bottom of the menu or even the room service menu to find the add-ons. And usually when you check out, it's one big lump sum saying minibar, and you wouldn't realize that you were charged an extra fee. Other times, this is one of my favorite ones. There's a $25 personal use fee that some hotels have if you put your own bottled water, Coke, or beer into a fridge. And, you know, that's one that you really have to look carefully at the fine print because you would say, oh, I don't need to look at the menu. I'm not actually buying anything. But yes, there is fine print there warning you that you shouldn't put your own items in their mini fridge.
And is that some concern on the hotel's part that maybe you drank the Coke they supplied but then exchanged it with one you bought at the local CVS?
You know, that's what I thought too when I started this story and I started asking the question and, you know, actually posed it in a softball way to the hotel. Well, isn't this you're worried about contamination? Someone's going to have a Coke and replace it with something else? And they said, yeah, that's a concern. But to be honest with you, it's an in-room amenity as a service, not for you to actually use and put your own stuff in there. If you want your own fridge, we're happy to provide it for $35 a day.
Scott, is there any consistency in these fees and these surcharges, or do they vary quite a lot from chain to chain?
There's no consistency out there. It's very hard for travelers to know of these in advance. You know, one Marriott might charge a fee while the one down the road wouldn't.
And even within the same hotel chain?
Same hotel chain. It's really done on a per hotel basis. You know, I travel a lot as my job covering hotels and airlines. I was staying in an airport hotel, middle of nowhere, you know, open parking lot, but they had put a gate down. And because of this gate, they were charging $20 a night to park there. And I never thought that they would charge for that. It didn't even cross my mind to check for that fee in advance. But here it was, while one of their other similar branded hotels a mile down the road had free parking.
So are hotels seeing airlines begin to charge for everything and they think, wait, why aren't we riding this wave?
Hotels predated the airlines on some of these fees. We can trace them back several decades, the resort fee in particular. But airlines and car rental agencies quickly caught up and then surpassed the hotels. Now it's time for hotels to play catch up. And one of the people I spoke to said, he put this so perfectly, the airlines gave hotels cover to go ahead and add on all these fees. And it used to be, you know, a $5 or $10 night resort fee. I did some research. There's a St. Regis hotel in Puerto Rico, and the basic room rate there is about $650 a night. They add on another $60 per night and a resort fee there.
On top of that room rate?
Yeah, on top of the room rate. So that's 10% of the rate here, you know, $650 a night. That is not a cheap vacation.
How are guests, how are hotel customers responding to this? Any major pushback?
There is pushback, but there's very little that they can do now. During the recession, hotels were much more willing to waive some of these fees, but they've become so standard across the board, and the training of the front desk staff has become so good that they, you know, apologize nicely but say, we're sorry, it was posted, we can't waive that for you. What I am hearing from some guests is, particularly on internet, they're revolting. That's the one fee I think we all know about and
oh,
know
sure.
to ask in advance.
We're so used to getting it for free in coffee shops, but you go to a hotel and they want, you know, $20 a day for it.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And it's often slower than you get at the Starbucks around the corner.
Right.
So a lot of guests are saying, I'm staying in hotels where at least they're giving me the internet for free. But then they don't learn about the other ones until they show up or until they leave.
Scott, any parting advice based on the reporting you've done for what customers, hotel patrons can do when they encounter fees and they really feel indignant or they want to avoid them?
I think the first thing is to be proactive. Look around on the fine print on the website. It's going to require a lot of clicking around. And make a phone call or two to the hotel. Ask about parking. Ask about Wi-Fi. Then also, you know, support those chains that are out there that are actually bucking the trend. Hyatt has an upscale boutique brand called Andaz. And it's definitely a higher price point hotel, but they throw in local snacks and non-alcoholic drinks from their mini bars. It's a nice little touch. You're paying for it in the room rate, but you don't feel like you're being ripped off there. So try to frequent hotels that do that, and maybe if enough customers speak out, the system will change.
Scott Merowitz is an AP business writer. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.